Good afternoon, Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson, and welcome to this Victory Monday edition of the Eagles Update. There was a small price to pay in Sunday's 30-17 win over Washington, and that was losing cornerback Ronald Darby to an ankle injury. Despite an NFL Network report that states that Darby will be out for just 4 to 6 weeks, head coach Doug Peterson said that the team wants to collect more information before making a definitive statement.
Talking with our doctors and Peduzzi, we need to get some more information on it before we make a full statement on it.
At the very least, rookie Rasul Douglas will be active for the first time in his career this Sunday against Kansas City. Now, the secondary rallied after Darby went down in the second quarter. Cornerback Jalen Mills recorded his first career interception at the goal line, thwarting a potential Washington scoring drive in the fourth quarter. Mills said that the pick was for Darby and was proud of how everyone stepped up in Darby's absence.
As soon as Darby got up and he got on the court, you know what I mean, he was uplifting, you know, he was inspiring, he was telling everybody, you know, he's going to get better, he's going to get well, and go out there and win it for him.
Darby isn't the only injury situation worth monitoring this week. Caleb Sturgis suffered a hip injury, and the team is working out potential replacements if he's not able to go this Sunday. Jason Peters left the Washington game early with a groin injury. He is day-to-day. His return would be critical as the Eagles try to establish a run game that gained only 52 yards by the running backs on Sunday. Head coach Doug Peterson explains what happened.
At the end of the day, it's not good enough. You know, the running game's not good enough. We pride ourselves on running the football here, and we've got backs and linemen and tight ends, really, and that can help us do that. And, you know, watching the film last night on the way home and then again this morning a couple times, we're close. I mean, we just have to finish blocks, sustain blocks. There were a couple, and this always happens going into week one. There's always a few unscouted defensive looks that they present that gave us some problems early. Made the corrections during the game and had some success later in the game on some of the same runs. So it's close. We got to keep detailing it, keep working it, and just continue to get better.
Washington also had a tough time running the ball thanks to a dominant performance by the Eagles' defensive line. In fact, quarterback Kirk Cousins tied for the team lead in rushing yards. Cousins was also sacked 4 times, and he lost 2 fumbles in the game. The Eagles' defensive line is ready to put teams on notice.
We just got to keep building on it. We can't toot our own horn. Last year, we started fast like this, and we just want to keep it going. You know, keep building each week. You know, don't get complacent. You know, and I think we're not going to do that because, first off, you know, once this thing over after tonight and then we looked at the film and corrected, I mean, we own the Kansas City Chiefs, and we want this feeling to last, so we got to keep working hard each and every day. And I think, you know, the leaders up front and the leaders in the back end are going to make sure of that, especially on this side of the ball.
Doug Peterson will face his mentor in Kansas City Chiefs head coach Andy Reid this Sunday. As much as Peterson appreciates and respects all that Reid has done for him, he wants to come out of this game with the win.
It'll be fun. It'll be fun to see him over there, Big Red, on the other side. You know, but at the same time, I know that he wants to kick my tail, and I want to kick his. And, you know, listen, Andy Reid teams are well prepared, as we know. And, you know, we got to do the same thing this week. We just got to be ultra prepared. That's a tough place to play now. I mean, it is a loud, loud place. And we've got to be able to handle that crowd noise. We got to do it through communication, nonverbal communication. All of that's got to be on point this week in practice. But, it'll be fun. It'll be fun to get out there. But again, once we tee it up and kick it off, it's all about the business and all about the game.
Make sure to check out Eagles 360 this evening as Dave Spadaro and Eagles Hall of Fame running back Brian Westbrook recap the win over Washington. The players are back in the building on Tuesday, and our live coverage begins at 11:30 a.m. with Jim Schwartz and Frank Reich's press conferences. Until then, I'm Chris McPherson, and thank you for joining us here on the Eagles Update. Have a great Eagles Day, everyone.